If you're ready to get naked, then you came to the right place. We're talking Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 8, Episode 7. Get into it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I haven't heard this song in a long time.
I know. Get naked, Britney, old school.
No lyrics yet, but that's what it is.
The only lyrics in the song is this, and then Char just going, get naked, get naked. That's the song, so.
This was Blackout. This was her apex. This was her magnum opus.
10-year anniversary, kids.
Okay. And we are back with you guys for another episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 8, Episode 7.
Yay!
I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Sky. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
And I'm Tracy Probst. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tracy Probst.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Russell Ray Silva.
And you guys can find me talking New Jersey and other things on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
All right, guys, let's just go ahead and get naked and dive into it.
I'm ready.
Okay. Not really.
I'm not ready. I didn't prep for this.
You gotta always be ready.
The sweater's pretty hot. I'm kind of ready.
Okay, same. But it's fall here in LA, so.
Yeah. That means it's 75 degrees outside.
Precise.
68.
And it feels cold. Okay, so we start off the episode with Marge and Joe. Super Joe, as she likes to call him. And they're looking for a wallpaper at Eagle Paint. I tried to make it a habit now of noticing where they go in all of these episodes. I have no idea why. I just like to be accurate.
He's getting paid.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's
there.
What they pay me
that's
to do.
When I first started afterwards, I remember there was one co-host. Anytime that they, it's like a waiter, if there was a waiter's name or like a specialist, they would say, Dr. So-and-so or the waiter, Tim. Like someone always took, I don't know why, but I just kind of got in the habit of doing that myself. Like these ancillary people.
I know, it's like, why? I'm not going to go there.
Well, Brian was a waiter today. I noticed that.
Oh, really?
He's like,
oh.
Hi, everybody. My name is Brian. I'll be your waiter.
You see? We
got He's like, look at you, things. Thirsty, trying to get up in the, on the shout.
Well, no, now Brian gets a shout-out on AfterBuzz
Shout-out to Brian.
Oh, good. Do the work.
Go ahead.
Come on, Eagle Paint. So anyway, she wants to make a grand statement for her living room, and I can't blame her because she's grand, too, with her pigtails.
Oh,
although, quite frankly, I don't like the pigtails compared to the bun. I like the bun better.
Me too.
A little more refined, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the bun suits her a little bit more. The pigtails just kind of give me Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm more worried about the wallpaper. Who puts wallpaper in their house anymore?
I thought the same thing.
I was
thing.
Wondering the yeah. same thing, too, but then I thought, well, maybe I'm not a, you know, a decorating connoisseur, so I have no idea. What say you?
I'm going to say a lot of people do. It's a thing. My cousin's interior designer, and
see,
he works
with
all
the... I
knew
to
ask
her.
But I'd much rather have an accent wall. Like her
That's
husband's a
have.
Contractor, so yeah. throw up some wood, throw up some stones, have an actual yeah. accent wall.
I feel like that's a lazy paper. Guy thing. That's what we do. We say, oh, accent wall. One coat of paint and we're done.
Yeah. Well,
the rest
thing.
Of the house, same color all the way across.
Wallpaper that's supposed to look like wood grain is never a good idea, though.
No.
That's so old school.
Well, if at least it starts peeling, you can say it's just splintering.
Oh, there it goes. It's a natural effect.
And for those at home who may be wondering, it's called faux bois. Not to be confused with faux gras. They made that reference in the show.
Yeah, both it's not liver. Yes.
Fake wood. Yeah. All right, so Marge recaps her and Dolores, and she's still wondering why Siggy's offended about her behavior. It's like, at a certain point for me, I'm just kind of like, we should just probably come to the conclusion that Siggy's a little off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think so? I think so. I mean, I think there's no other explanation for it at this point. Like, we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
She's crazy. Okay. You know,
I mean, but who isn't crazy when you're on reality TV? You have to be crazy.
Yeah.
Not me.
I think people are just taken. I think people are taken aback because last season she didn't do anything. So
this
now all
is,
of a sudden it's someone completely different
okay,
with the same face.
This to plastic surgery will do that to you.
Uh-oh.
No, this is exactly my point with her. Last season I could have swore she was a very normal woman. Mm-hmm. A very endearingly normal woman. She did cry quite a bit, you know, and she did suck soup out of a straw in her first episode.
Yeah.
But I liked her then. Like, it was like a little zany, but like not too crazy. you know, and compared to Jacqueline, who was like, ah, you
yeah,
know,
oh, like, Jacqueline yeah. got on my nerves.
Yeah, if you're comparing the two, one does looks a lot more sane than the next. Yeah.
Jacqueline is nuts. Sorry, we'll move on, but yeah. Jacqueline, I know. Not shout out to Jacqueline.
I'm here for it.
So you probably had to be a little bit more dramatic, so obviously, because she was kind of boring. So
you might be right
about
that. You
know, they were probably like, all right, step up or step out. So just saying. So she's crazy.
We know that these shows do not like a boring housewife.
Truth.
I know that's right.
I'm Peggy.
anyone I don't see besides Kelly.
Shannon.
Yeah, I know, your girl.
You know I love her. So we, you know, Marge is still not over the whole stepkids, you know, having a grudge yeah. against her for cheating. And, you know, put it into that context, I almost can't blame them. I don't necessarily, you know, I haven't had that issue with my parents, so I really don't know. But, you know, it's kind of like if one parent cheats, like, you know, how do you handle that?
You know what's funny is I was taking the opposite approach than what you took, because it's almost like it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, they're still your parents, and however they decide to lead their lives, whether it's together or apart or whatever happens in their relationship, that's their relationship. You know what I mean? Unless an opposite spouse or like a new spouse comes at, you know, one of your actual parents foul, then you got to stick up for them. And then you choose your sides, you know, based off whatever. Like, you know what, you're with this crazy person that keeps talking about my mother a certain way. But you can't really, if your mother or father has fallen out of love with one another, or mother and father, if they've fallen out of love with each other, you can't really blame them.
Okay, peep this. This is the scenario. Okay. I'm the kid, right? And, you know, I'm looking at my stepmom, who I've grown to love and care about, and she, because I can see that she loves and cares about my dad. Oh, wait. Hey, contractor, he's working on the house. Probably barely, because we know he doesn't really do much around the house with the contracting, but sorry, Super Joe. But anyway, so she's just sitting there fanning herself at the pool, probably lusting over him, and they probably see this like, what's going on here? So next thing you know, they get caught in the coat closet, because I'm making this up, and now, all of a sudden, you want me to talk to you ever again? You just cheated on my dad in the coat closet with the contractor.
Yeah.
They could be really loyal to their dad. And the only person that could repair that relationship is her ex-husband, who could maybe push them towards her if he feels so inclined. They're close, she says. But, I mean, these kids, we assume what? They're adults? Like, what do they care?
Yeah. And I also, we don't really know, I don't think, what happened to their first mom. So they might have trust issues in general and then, you know, really put their trust in Margaret. And then she completely betrays
them.
Good
point.
So,
and see, I've worked myself up now.
You're like me, I know.
I'm in it. So then we get to Dolores and Teresa finally having a one-on-one conversation. I've been waiting, you know, all season for this to happen, because I feel like they have had like this little strained relationship throughout the season. Although, like last time we talked about, they're supposed to have this 20-year friendship. Well, I haven't seen evidence of it at all.
Right. And shout out to Rails, because Rails, anyone who listened to us last year, Fern went to Rails when she was in New Jersey. It was a joke, because every scene was shot at Rails last season. So here we are back. I just wanted to acknowledge that.
I wrote that down, too. I was like, I need to know where they're going. So, you know, Teresa automatically dives in and says, you didn't stick up for me, you know, when Siggy was calling us all those names. You know, and Dolores is like, you believe a crazy bitch over me. Her words, not mine. And then, and so then we get to this key point in the conversation where Dolores believes, you know, she reveals that she believes that Danielle is on something. Drugs or something, as she phrases it. What did you make of this?
I mean, and then she's like, you know, medical drugs. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, that's not what I would have thought. I think she was kind of pulling at straws there. I don't really think she even thinks Danielle's on drugs. She's like, well, you said something crazy, so you must be on something. No, you're all just crazy, okay? That's it. You don't need drugs.
Pellets, everyone, pellets.
I mean, going back to just their relationship in general, the question in my mind that stuck out, I actually wrote it down first thing when we got into the studio today, was why hasn't Teresa been loyal to Dolores whatsoever? At all. Like, hasn't even stopped any of the madness going on for a moment just to say, you know what, this is my girl, what happened? Hold on. Where'd this go wrong? Let me correct it for a second.
Like, getting to the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you got 20 years of friendship, you should at least at one point of, we're in episode 7 now, you should at least at one point stuck up for your friend of 20 years.
Stuck up with her to who, Danielle, you're talking about, or just in general?
Just in general. Oh. I have not seen loyalty from
Teresa for Dolores.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think she's still annoyed from Dolores allowing Siggy to talk trash about them, you know, and then when they confronted Siggy and they asked Dolores, you know, what did you think when she said all those things? And Dolores is like, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember. You know, I must have been on something. So then, you know, it's like, at this point, I'm sure for Teresa, she's like, well, and then Dolores is like, well, I'll get you a doggy bag as she's on her way out the door.
That should have been a phone call, though, right off the bat.
So it's kind of like, I think that they're both just on two different pages at the moment.
Yeah.
But it just boggles my mind that you haven't had this conversation sooner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they waiting
on? That should have been a phone call a long time ago.
Should have been.
Like, what's going down? Let's meet at, what's that restaurant you guys are talking
Rails.
About? Let's meet at Rails.
Well, Karen says on Twitter, she said maybe it's because Dolores hasn't been loyal either. She's always with Siggy now.
Oh, we've already...
Exactly.
Karen, we love you. You're in here every week.
That's a
Karen
great point.
Karen knows that we talk about Dolores every week.
Yeah.
We pull it's Dolores point, to the ringer and back hey, girl. Every week.
Dolores. You know, and so after this whole drug revelation, Teresa's like, but she does yoga. As if that is
disclaimer.
The disclaimer so, or the
drugs?
Answer.
She does yoga.
Like, she can't be on drugs. She does
can't
yoga.
Do both. Yeah. Can't do both.
I was amused.
That was really
funny. But Dolores brings up a good point. She says, but you guys were talking about my relationship with Frank. You know what I'm saying? So she's upset about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think she has a right to be upset about it because I feel like, you know, I didn't get why Teresa was leading the charge on that, though. Like, that didn't make any sense to me.
I didn't like that either. When it came to Teresa mentioning that, she even agreed in the conversation. She's like, yeah, what is going on? Like, first of all, it's none of your business. Like, don't worry about what's going on in my marriage. Worry about what's going on in your marriage. But then
what she said.
Dolores went right for the throat.
She did.
Oh. I was like, don't do that.
I really don't think, though, that Teresa was really doing anything that bad in that conversation. I mean,
but the
she
way
was
it was told
it,
to her.
Well, the way Dolores
you know,
heard
the
about
way it.
It
was relayed to her, it kind of seemed like I can, you know, we saw it, obviously. And you're kind of thinking, well, why is Teresa even saying this right now out loud? But you can also tell there probably wasn't any, like, malicious intent behind it.
Yeah.
Right.
But the way the story gets told to you makes a difference with how you receive it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure she's on alert right now.
Yeah.
And so she says, you know, you put up with a lot of stuff that I wouldn't, you know, 20 years ago. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, what, Dolores? Tell us. Like, you've got the tea right here. Open it for us. Like, let us have some more. And even Teresa's like, what? What are you trying
oh,
to
I
say?
Know. She's totally played dumb.
Do you think, I mean...
Is there anyone out there that doesn't know what she's talking about, though? I feel like it's the biggest, the worst kept secret. Like, that Joe is not faithful to her, and he said things on camera, and he's a lousy husband, and he put her in jail, and like all this stuff. Like,
I wanted them so bad to flash back to them at the vineyard.
When he's behind the
wine. When he's having that off-camera conversation, but he's still mic'd up, and he's on the telephone talking to whomever he's talking to, trash-talking Teresa. Like, I really was hoping that Bravo was going to do me a solid and really play that.
Mm-hmm.
But they did.
No.
Next time.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we know about Frank, other than the fact that she waited for him to come over all the time...
But he cheated, too.
Yeah, well, he cheated. So what... If she's trying to draw similarities between the two of them, well, that's the... What else could she be as insinuating?
Exactly. And I feel like that insinuation was pretty much a statement.
Yeah.
But she backed down. She's like, I didn't see him cheat on you.
Oh, come on. I know.
Like, you can't go there.
I know.
I wasn't in the bedroom.
I didn't see it either, but I saw the messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Like, to me, that was just as bad as saying it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and she backpedaled real quick, but I still would have been mad at this point. Because Teresa has never publicly said that Joe has cheated on her.
Yeah.
So that was like, oh, as a friend, like 20 years, like you really gonna go there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could have been like a big, just blowout. I was surprised that Teresa shrugged it off as easy as she did.
I know. Because I was ready for it. Yes. I was ready for the smoke and... But there was no guns blazing.
Square up.
She's holding on to that anger, and it's going to come out. We saw in the season, the series preview. It's going to build up.
It needs to build up because I would have flipped the table over then. You know what I'm saying? But She didn't.
I'm surprised Teresa didn't shut it down real quick, though. She didn't have to lose her mind, but she could have like put her in her place, and she really didn't do that.
She should have. Instead, she says that, you know, if she had to choose who to believe, Danielle or Dolores, she would choose Dolores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wink.
Yeah.
Do we believe this to be no. true?
Well, then she went and told That's Danielle easy. The same thing. So then...
Well, we'll get to that, because she told her, but Danielle
worked said, her magic. Yeah.
Danielle worked some really good magic there. So then we get to Siggy and Dolores meeting at Siggy's house. I really just wanted to eat some of this ice cream or whatever she was eating in that big bowl, because I was like... Who makes ice cream like that?
Like the bomb.
Oh my God. A kid. Like, I remember like a kid, like, when we get like the frozen friendlies ice cream. My dad was like, it's been like, you know, 25 years. It's been a long time.
Shout out to Siggy for knowing how to eat.
It reminded me of a Rugrats episode where they go to Ice Cream Mountain at the golf course.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's that big thing of ice cream. Oh, that's the first thing that popped my mind. I was like, Ice Cream Mountain.
That's so true.
I'm down for all of it, but not the whipped cream. I'm not into whipped cream.
You're not into whipped cream?
Oh my God, I think it ruins
it's like zero calories. I'm like eating the whole.
Not even whipped cream in the bedroom? Come on,
the
Grant.
The studio audience agrees with us, Grant. We all like whipped cream.
No, that's the one thing. I don't put it on my hot chocolate. I don't put it on anything. No, it's just not for me.
I just want it on my ice cream. Like that. Yeah. Like the exact same way she made it.
Like you can't even see the ice cream under it. Because it's just exactly. whipped cream.
A mountain of whipped cream. So we found out that Siggy's a little bit stressed because she's planning this retreat in Crystal Springs. I wrote it down. In case any of you guys want to go. And she has a whole, you know, to-do plan. She has everything planned from morning till night. She's trying to figure it all out. And, you know, Dolores suggests that she call and invite Margaret.
That was nice.
But I mean, it's like a surprise to anybody.
No,
it's supposed to be, you know, they're not going to exclude a cast member from this group trip.
Because it's only five, technically.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, it was an obligatory call.
Right.
You know, of course she's going to have to invite her. You know?
I feel like the divorce attorney's on the sneak attack, like, to try to get on next season.
she's going to have to work a little harder.
Yeah.
Because she didn't make an impact.
No.
Oh. Vicky was
I thought name. The same thing, though. Honestly, when I was watching, I was like, we've seen her floating in and out of these events. Yeah. I wonder if they were, like, maybe testing the waters
They
with
probably
her.
Were.
What do you think her tagline would be?
I don't know. Breaking people up and making money
silent.
On them.
It would be silent, like the Real Housewives of Atlanta taglines were the first week they came
out. I don't break people up. I just make my cash.
Yeah.
Okay, so the most interesting thing I thought here was that, you know, Dolores is okay with Danielle showing up. Because she'll handle Danielle however she chooses. I thought that was very... I was like, Dolores.
And she did.
You're growing some very sharp claws here.
Yeah, Dolores is trying to act tough. That's what that is. I don't buy any of it.
I kind of feel like Dolores might be a little tough.
I think she might be gangsta.
I think she might be gangsta,
I see her
too.
As a mob wife faux
I
show.
Definitely see a little bit of mob wife
I think that's what she wants
in
to. I don't know. I mean, that's what I get from her.
I'm feeling like I'm seeing a little Drita in her.
Let's just think about this for a second. Okay, think of her and Senior and just the blow-ups that they would have had. She had to stand up to a big dude.
Oh, Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So think about it. Every couple has arguments. So what if she was like, clink, clink, like, say something. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I see coming out of her.
Hold on. We're going to save that. We're going to get back to that.
Okay.
Melissa and Margaret are meeting at Sophia. Wrote it down. Margaret's back in her bun. I'm happy. Melissa's complaining about the kids growing up too fast. And she wants some help with envy. And I thought that this was really poignant that Margaret said about working with Melissa, because you blow out anyone's candle doesn't mean you're going to shine any brighter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that is such a, that's a great platitude, but it is a platitude, but you know, it's poignant.
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel like it's so rare for something like that to happen on Housewives. Everyone's trying to like get the other one off the show so they can hold the center or whatever. It's
you can't have wine. You know? I did wine. You can't do champagne. Yeah. They're forever fighting about everything.
I feel like Margaret would be a really cool aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she would just be the aunt that you just want to go to and relieve all your problems, and she'd be like, just let it go, honey, have a glass of wine. Like, that's all I see Margaret telling me. She's the aunt I always wanted and never had.
I like her.
I like her, too.
She's just the bomb. I love... Shout out to Margaret. We love you, Margaret. Come through.
She actually took over Bravo's Instagram stories today, if you guys want to go back and check that out.
Oh, I'm
actually
interested in that.
See what she's been up to all day long. She had a good press day today. Followed it all day. She was back in pigtails. I didn't like it.
The whole time? All of them?
All day.
Oh.
She was like, had a cancer contractor.
New book alert. They commiserate over Siggy, and Melissa still doesn't, you know, this was very good that Melissa says. She doesn't want to witness Siggy's PDA, public display of anger, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This was a little bit of foreshadowing here.
Mm-hmm.
And she's nervous about chatting with Siggy and really confronting her about belittling her at Siggy's party. So hopefully that goes well. Siggy and Michael meet at the restaurant or wherever they are. Oh, no. They're just talking. And she's headed to the retreat. But Michael, I have to say this. I thought we made some improvements, Michael. No, you want her home.
Mm-hmm. I quoted that. You should be home when I get home. I like when you're home. What are we, in the 50s?
How is she goofy? He's so goofy looking. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. How is she a relationship expert and hers is like not even happening?
None of her relationships
Tracy,
are that
tell
great.
Me more.
I mean, honestly, though, like
her son, you're... her husband, her friends, her ex-friends.
I mean, I know we've talked about like how her job, and it just not every single episode. It's just like, girl, what are you doing? He doesn't even support you, and you're trying to tell people to have a good relationship. Then stay at home. That's a good relationship for your husband? All right, got it.
Yeah, I know your worth, lady. You've been telling us for the whole hour.
Thank you.
She's all over Instagram with it. I just haven't seen her help anybody yet.
Really?
I don't know if that was shade or comment.
I hope it was shade because I received it perfectly. I speak fluent shade, so I was okay with that.
It was just an observation. Margaret has, she's packing with her assistants or people, whoever they are, her minions. And, they're just kind of discussing it. Isn't it weird that Siggy invited her? And,
I love one of the assistants has such an accent. Just watch your back when you're hiking. I have to take them back to my growing up years. What does that mean?
All have such thick Jersey accents. Like, you listen to them talk and it's like, oh my God. Wow.
I like their Jersey-isms when they come up with, their made-up words.
Oh, yeah.
I love that when that happens. We haven't seen that much this season.
What's up with the
use?
Use and axe, I don't care for either of the ones. So when I ax you a question, that drives me nuts. And the use, I can't with that either. It's not plural. It's not written that way.
Fascinates the hell out of me.
Use.
Use.
Nobody said it this episode. I just thought about it.
Yeah. No, but it's usually Joe and Joe who say it.
Yeah, it's been said. Oh, yeah.
So we learned that Joe doesn't want Melissa to come home unless she confronts Siggy.
Tough wife.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
He's a freak.
Because she's a little bit of pansy. She's still mad about being shamed at her. The public shaming.
Public shaming of Melissa. Okay.
I'm in love with the title of that episode. So Melissa and Teresa, I keep writing Trey because I'm just trying to get some shorthand here.
Yeah,
but
I do.
They're worried that, about Danielle and Dolores being together on the bus. And I just, for some reason, noted Teresa's poor umbrella.
That was sad. Yeah.
I don't know if she was just lazy and couldn't open it all the way. If she's really carrying a busted umbrella.
I was more concerned about her umbrella than anything else.
I was too. I'm like,
it was just
happening?
Very, limp.
Yeah, umbrella like that, it's not going to do anything. Maybe the hair.
That could have went bad all the way around the board. Like, a puddle could have found the umbrella. She could have fell over. Her luggage could have fell out. She could have slapped a heel.
She's carrying this tattered umbrella with Melissa's luggage, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. And finally, Danielle arrives.
Oh, Lord.
I'm happy. And she gives Dolores a handshake.
Okay.
It was pretty nice. Yeah.
They have this professional shade between each other, because we talked about this before, mm-hmm. where Dolores walked in and she acknowledged and she kept it moving. Mm-hmm. And then now Danielle stepped in and now she acknowledged and kept it moving. So they have this professional shade, I see you, but I don't see you kind of thing.
I prefer it. I prefer it versus the I will never speak to you or be in a scene with you ever again. Because that's boring.
Yeah, it is.
Siggy arrives at Crystal Springs and, Margaret is in the van concerned about Siggy's most recent IG post. I was going to pull it up because I saw it earlier today and I meant to screenshot it, but I didn't. Anyway, she's holding a bow and arrow and she's essentially sort of making threats about people who, you know, come for her or something like that.
Yeah.
I would look it up again, but I don't feel like it.
She says, don't be a bow and arrow. Don't be a shrinking violet. And the last thing you want is me hunting on your ass or something like that. Hurting on your ass or something like that.
Side note.
Hating, right?
Thank you. I can't read my writing, but thank you for the translation.
Okay. So I don't know if any of you guys follow Siggy at home or on the panel, but
I can't.
Her posts just annoy the hell out of me. Like, it's almost like she. Forever. There it is, and there it is. I can't see it from here.
No,
yeah, I can't read it. But
you guys, I think she reposted it as well.
I can read it if you want.
Yes, please read it.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, let me just make sure I'm patched in. All right, great.
A reading.
Siggy, here we go. Siggy Flicker. My name is Sigalit. Translating from Hebrew to English is violet. The flower symbolizes a mind possessed by love in a world full of weeds, where it feels like breaking news and violence, hate, and bullying is constant. We need more violets to fill out the meadows. Make no mistake, I may be passionate about love, but I am no shrinking violet. I'm always going to stand up for what I believe in and for what I know is right. And if this is happening to you in your life, I encourage you to not live in fear and stand tall and strong for what you are passionate about. Never fear rejection, for it is protection. Hashtag write your own fairy tale. Hashtag know your worth. Hashtag truth. Hashtag RHONJ.
Okay. Hashtag thank you,
Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, because you read it exactly how I picture her. Feverishly typing.
But let me clarify, because I read the one that was, I put the TV on pause and I watched this on my own, and it's a different post. It's the same type of thing.
Oh, yeah, she reposted that one today.
Yeah, what she wrote that we just heard is different than what
than the original.
Said, but it's along the same lines of, like, don't be a shrinking violet and go after people and all that stuff.
Actually, every post that she writes is literally that same sentiment. And I'm thinking to myself, no one is bullying you, girl. Like, it's all in your head. Like, I feel like she's trying to make this imaginary feud.
I think so, too.
And it's kind of like, there's really nothing there.
I know, just relax. You know, can you just relax and enjoy the show? You know, I mean, she's just doing way too much work. And it's not working.
It's not. I'm over it. But, you know, Dolores says that the post is not about her, and Teresa and Melissa cackle and egg it on. I love it. So the ladies arrive and they have their Sex in the City entrance, and Siggy starts and she talks about, you know, the theme is let's get naked and know your worth, and then they go on and on and on and on and on and on and on with more platitudes, and I love it. And finally, Siggy decides that she needs to pull out an example of, you know, someone that she, you know, wasn't getting along with, who came after her. And she opened herself up, and this person just didn't understand her. All eyes are looking at Margaret, although she's not calling Margaret out yet. Teresa says, that's effed up. And I'm kind of like, if I'm Margaret at this point, what am I thinking?
Oh, I hate you. Straight up.
I would have walked out.
She could have done it, I think, I mean, without saying Margaret's name. You know, like, I had this, you know, issue with this person. They made fun of my name. But then, as you pointed out, Grant, there was nobody else there besides the girls. Like, nobody. There's like five other people at this seminar. So, okay, say your name, because everybody else knows who you're talking
about. The people who are there are probably like the cousin of the EP and like the, you know, like the sound guy's sister-in-law.
Sound guy's sister.
Like, it's like, who's even at this place?
Yeah, so, okay, you're right. Just say your name. Throw the
shade. That's the thing. I will say, I hope no one paid for this retreat. I just want to say, like, I really no one paid for any of this because it wasn't very effective or good. I mean, it was very generic.
Yeah.
You know, everything that was said was, you know, all, you know, self-help stuff, but it was very, you know, generic. It didn't get to the basis of much. I don't know what I would do if I was her, because that's just so awkward.
It really
like,
is.
Anything you can't, what do you say?
But she's very collected. That's why I like Margaret. She's very collected. She's like, okay, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
And she just lay back. It's like, I'm going to just ride out the storm because there might be a silver lining at the end, which there kind of was in a way.
They're staying in a room together.
I mean, you know, she gave her free food.
Here's what I
because I noticed that as soon as they walked into that retreat, they all went for the free food. And
that
I like me a woman with an appetite.
Here's what I would have done. I would have sat through it because that's her moment, that's her thing, she's the relationship expert, and the minute that was over, then I would express my unhappiness behind it and say how awkward it was, and to put me on the spot like that is so rude, and you know, we wouldn't be staying in the same room. I mean, no. No, that's what I would do. I would hold off, but I'd let her have her moment, and then I'd go in, because there are other people there who are there for her advice, I guess. So
the fill-ins.
Some guy's sister-in-law.
The cast. You know, Siggy does kind of acknowledge her own wrongdoing in this whole situation, which I kind of liked a little bit. And it seemed like there was a little bit of effort being made to kind of maybe reconnect with Margaret, or so we think. Because I'm going to get to that later, because it involves Danielle, and I just kind of want to cover Danielle in one fell swoop. Let's see here. We learned that Siggy and Dolores and Margaret are rooming together. And then they all head to the zone room. What did you guys think of the zone room?
Not very much.
You know, there's photographers there, plastic surgeons, because they're going to get plastic surgery that day. Okay? Yeah.
Some t-shirts with, like, stick-on letters on them. I mean, like...
What zone were you supposed to be in?
There. The Twilight Zone.
You're not good enough? Literally. The Twilight Zone, pretty much.
I love how they went over, and Teresa's like, I'm going to get some, like, and the pineapple water, whatever it was, and Danielle's like, oh, she's right up her ass, like, oh, that's very healthy, good choice, like, oh my god, sit down.
You just led to my next point, yeah. Because Teresa asked Danielle, you know, are you really here because you are being genuine, or are you here because you're causing trouble? You know, she essentially relays the conversation that she had with Dolores. And when she does tell Danielle that she actually chose to believe Dolores over her, Danielle twists this into something good for herself. If you guys notice, she said, you know, you really had to choose her because you're loyal to her, but that doesn't actually mean that you believe her. I was like, oh my God, like, you are like the smartest villain on television.
Yeah. And Teresa's like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I was like, that is so... Oh, my God. She's such a bitch. I love it.
And some could say, you know, Teresa will take to that information quite quickly, where others would probably not. You know what I mean?
Right.
So. She knows who she's working with.
Shade. Teresa also tells Danielle that Dolores thinks she's on drugs. And
I love the way it was said.
Slipped it in.
I know. Of course. I was like, why did you have to say that? You know what I mean? Like, of course.
Well, she should know, Grant, if someone thinks she's on drugs.
Teresa was just being a good friend.
Oh, I guess.
Teresa always looks confused when she's explaining things. She's like, so you might think you're on drugs.
I know.
Like, are you sure about that? Because right now you look really confused.
Yeah. I watched Danielle's reaction very closely, though. She wasn't shook by that at all. But she's like, oh, that's a first for me.
She's like, I am. I really am.
Well, you know, Danielle always has a sly look on her face. Like, she kind of knows something that no one else knows.
I think she was so excited that she was roped into that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, good. This is something I can latch on to and carry this out for the next couple of weeks. Like, it's like material.
A check.
Mm. Yep.
I think her Botox just have her stuck in one place.
Maybe that's it.
Cue Russell's Danielle face.
So mad at you right now, but I'm just not even... Really, honey?
Well, obviously, she had a little bit too much before this trip, because I needed more expression from her for what came later at dinner.
It's Botox.
So we get to the rooms, the ladies split up, and we learn that Dolores is a conspiracy theorist. No. Teresa, Danielle, and Melissa, they thought it was funny that, you know, they talk about knowing your worth, but there's a plastic surgeon there, and there's people there to do your makeup, and, you know, all that good stuff. Did you guys think that was ironic?
I mean, if you think you're worth some good plastic surgery and you're worth some good photos in Photoshop, then go for it.
Well, it's kind of like saying, let's be our authentic selves. Yeah. But hey, here's a makeup artist and here's a plastic surgeon for you to completely change yourself. Right. Does that seem kind of odd.
I think her verbiage is off. I think what she wants and what she's trying to portray are two different things.
Yeah.
Like, women empowerment is one thing. Like, you are beautiful. If you want to be made up and you want to do your thing, then do your thing. If you don't, if you want to go bareface and not do your hair and let your natural hair hang out like Alicia Keys, then do that too. But
I almost spit this out. I'm so tired of her with this natural face. Sorry.
But I'm just saying, like, I think she's maybe portraying this differently than what she actually means and what she really wants to do. Like, she's still a little confused, because if you went to... If you're talking about dating profiles and people's profiles suck, then why are you calling it love yourself and marriage or something like that? Unless you're Margaret and you're planning on getting with the contractor, then everything works perfectly. You have a profile picture, you got a husband, you got a boyfriend, you got everything.
But you might lose the kids.
That is so confusing to people, love and marriage. Like, who the hell is gonna
like,
go
no,
to that?
No, yeah. Don't like that. I'm like, thank you, Teresa. Tell her.
I was shocked somebody spoke up.
It's a terrible name. I mean, it's horrible.
They didn't say one thing about marriage. Did you hear what it was? Love yourself. The divorce attorney is the one leading it.
There is a concept of marrying oneself. I know someone that did this, and it was a full exploration of themselves. And then after she married herself and literally had a ceremony, I'm not kidding. No, and I love her, but
laughing with you,
she then ended up finding her soulmate afterwards because she was complete in herself. Like, you know, there is a concept of such things, if that's what she's teaching. But it sounds to me she's telling people just to, you know, be confident when you walk into a room. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, I don't need to pay to go to a seminar in New Jersey for that.
Well, like Melissa and Teresa did say, they wish that this was a little bit deeper than with the guys.
Very
and maybe if it was that, then we could understand that. Yeah. Oh, like, I think that concept that you just mentioned, Grant, was amazing. But I don't necessarily know that Siggy thought that far into
it. Oh, yeah. No. You know? But I'm saying, if you're going to call something love and marriage, that's what people might expect, is like, you know, finding the love in themselves to be able to love someone else. I mean, not just about etiquette,
you know,
or whatever.
Love and marriage, led by a divorce attorney that's teaching you how to have a good dating profile picture. Get out of here.
That's called double dipping right there. I'm just saying, that's double dipping.
This is classic
Housewives. But if it doesn't work, I'm your divorce attorney.
This is classic Housewives. Someone hawking some program or product that's not really what it's meant to be. You know?
We're just waiting in the wings for you to get divorced.
I'm sorry, but I just want to say real quick. Siggy, I used to watch her on Wendy. I don't know if you ever remember when she used to pop on Wendy Williams. She would come on and like do a segment.
I don't think I've ever seen her on Wendy.
Yeah,
I have never.
She would do a round table. She hasn't done it in a long time, where they'd have like a different people
and
talk about different topics.
And this was before she got on Real Housewives.
Yes, before.
Wow.
And so I thought, like, by her being on that platform, I really thought that she, I'm not saying she's illegitimate, but I thought that she was, like, really, like, a big name in the relationship world, and then she had, like, a really big following, and that she sold a ton of books. But it just seems to me, as far as what we're given on this show, it seems like she has a very small little niche group of women that are following her. I mean, we saw her at the nails and spa talking at the beginning of the season. And now this, and there's no one there. I mean, so I don't know.
Exactly.
Is she a big name in the relationship world? I'm mentioning Wendy because I thought she had a lot of notoriety.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here is what, now I got to go back and Google those Wendy episodes that she
I probably on. Did see her, you're right, at some point, and I just didn't make the...
It's been well over a year.
She probably wasn't acting so crazy.
Yeah. It's before, because I bet she couldn't do it because of the Bravo contract. I bet that's why.
This is what I was saying, though, by we haven't seen her help anybody. Like, I would have loved to have seen her one-on-one helping someone through their relationship. I feel like that would have been better, because then, I mean, if we could actually see that probably would be more beneficial. You know what I'm saying? Because what she's kind of, you know, selling us right now, I don't think anybody's buying.
Like the doctor from OWN, from the Oprah Winfrey Network. She's a relationship expert.
Oh, Alanya.
Is that
Alanya Van Zandt? Yeah, she's the one.
Ilana just fixed your whole life. But
okay,
the other one, she's a Caucasian lady, and she's like relationship expert. Anyways,
okay.
I would have liked to see Siggy do that, where she sits down with a couple and she's like, okay, you go home and do the nasty on Wednesday, and then on Tuesday cook your husband dinner, and then on Wednesday rub your wife's feet. Like,
right, because then it would juxtapose this whole idea of her not being able to get along well with women, and her being able to, I mean, we could see that could be something totally different, right? Her her interpersonal relationships with her friends, but fixing relationships between, you know, couples, that would be way more beneficial, I think.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you guys on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. It's Dr. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't watched that in a while.
Well,
I don't get on. Sorry.
Cue Danielle. And
now that we're Kim Ji. Hello, how are you?
I meant to find that. Oh my God. And she says, well, now that we're being honest.
Oh, that's right.
She doesn't appreciate, you know, and understand why Dolores would say that she's on drugs. Dolores, like, so casually is still eating. And she's like, I mean, are you?
Yeah. Oh, she's all about it. Yeah. She's like, okay, fine.
I just feel like I'm kind of low-key loving Dolores stepping it up a bit. I feel like she's... This is why I was saying I feel like she's kind of gangster. Because she literally... In this conversation, I could go through what they said word for word, but the bottom line with this is I feel like she completely shut Danielle down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think she was trying to egg Danielle on to be able to boil over so then she could now be like, look, see, I told you all she's crazy. And, you know, I think she was trying to push her towards that breaking point. And Danielle really did not take the bait. She didn't.
Because, you know, Dolores was basically like, well, what are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Oh my God, that was...
And she just kept
eating. That's pretty gangster.
Like, exactly. That's why I was know. Like...
That's pretty gangster.
Who is this
woman?
Yeah,
I said it. What are you going to do? Nothing. She's like, nope, nothing. She's like, yeah, I know. Next.
It is pretty good.
I love that she's fighting her own battle and not Siggy's. That's what I kind of love there, at this point. You know, I don't want her to continuously be in Siggy's shadow because Siggy has her own brand of crazy that I don't feel like dealing with it no more.
Well, in these past two episodes, we've actually got to... see a different light of Dolores.
Yeah.
And so now we need to see that with Siggy.
Like an attack mode?
No, not an attack mode. Just like, you know, like we saw Dolores make good with Margaret and like they got on this whole other level. So now we need to legitimately see Siggy do that somehow around the
board. Haven't we seen her do that all season and then fall right back on her face with like exactly. She keeps doing that. So I'm like, I don't really care anymore. She could be mad, not mad. I don't care.
I know. At some point, you're just going to let them go.
Right. She's going to throw wine on the table.
Yeah.
Now we move on to breakfast. I would have gone more into that whole argument, but I felt like there's no need. We just know that Melissa doesn't believe that Danielle is lying, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. And neither does Margaret.
They've been cutting for each other in the press. They still are. I mean, Danielle's still kissing up to both Melissa and Teresa.
Is Danielle getting on anybody else's nerves this episode? Because she was like kind of on my nerves this episode.
Really? Oh, I was loving it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't wanted her to keep stirring.
So did I. I wanted her to say something else. Like
I wanted her to actually. I wanted her to really go at Dolores.
Same. That's what I wanted.
I was expecting that because I'm like.
Yep.
We know you have the capacity to do it.
Right.
Like, you need to step it up.
Why didn't she?
She backed down so fast.
I think that's why I was annoyed, because I was just like, why are you here right now?
Yeah.
It was like, disappointing.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't, she said, what are you going to do about it? Nothing. That would have been her time to turn it around and be like, here's what we're going to do.
Here's what I'm going to do.
That's what she should have done. Danielle, a missed opportunity. But I know, I have confidence in you. I know that there's more weeks. I know that you'll bring it back. I know you'll bring it. I know.
There was so much concentration in your eyes right now.
She was like channeling her.
I'm focused. I like to talk to them, to the camera.
Right to
None
Danielle.
Of them have ever watched, but I'm still talking to them.
Siggy did watch us like 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
And that's why she didn't come on the show, because she's heard what we said about her.
Probably. I mean, she gave us a lot of material. She wanted to know, well, speaking of Danielle, she wanted to know what Melissa and Teresa thought about Siggy and Margaret getting back so cool with each other. And this is where I mentioned earlier that I thought that it was interesting that she pointed out that in order for her to justify having this whole retreat, she had to make good with Margaret in order for her to legitimize what she does. That was essentially what Danielle said. Do we agree?
I think you just channel whatever energy you're giving out, or you're supposed to be giving out for the weekend, so yeah. Like, if you're supposed to be a motivational speaker, but you tear people down on the side, but then you're throwing an event, like, you better be motivational when they walk in that door. Like, oh my God, you look so good. Look at you getting your life together. You got a ring on your finger. You know, like, you have to. Yeah. You have to play that card.
So if I may be Danielle for a second, what you're saying is it's not authentic.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, if this was a real retreat and there were, like, you know, like 50 other women there, they wouldn't know that someone in the front row has a rift with the host. So
exactly.
It doesn't really hold any water, in my opinion. It's just for the show, so it takes me out of it. Like, all right, sure. So now the extras in the background and Teresa can find that she's a success. Like, who cares?
Right. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I thought that this, I mean, she's trying to call the tour love and marriage, but you're talking about your relationship with another woman. Like, I mean, that you're not in love with. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, where does this fit in?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one thing to give some personal stories, but if you're there to help people, don't make it about yourself and your own relationship problems. Don't be there to try to repair something so you look good. Have that success already behind you and explain how you got from A to B, and it doesn't need to be about a person in the room. Mm. You know, she's like using Margaret in that scenario. Because Margaret didn't think they were that cool at that point. It's not like they had a moment before that stuck.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, if you're not 100% good at what you're selling, I'm not buying. Like, you're going to go to a financial advisor, and they're like, you know, I made a bad decision yesterday, and I lost $500,000. But I'm learning from it. So can I take your money? Like, yeah. You're like, no, you don't even know what you're doing. I mean, example.
So well said. I agree.
That's just my analogy.
And you closed the case on that one. And now we go play.
Love it. Appropriate.
He's on it. And now we go play Swamp Ass. And this is a role play game. Oh. And
in some gravel pit. Where the hell was this? And, like, a retaining. in the East Coast, there's a lot of, like, retaining walls and, like, wetlands. I'm like, where are they? You know, the crushed stone. I was very distracted.
It was like a survivor set.
Like a pet cemetery. And they're playing some role play game, and all I could think of is, what is Marge wearing?
Oh, Lord.
It was the back out?
Yeah, it was some cut
was a
weird sweater.
Something or
it was
other.
Like a reverse crop top.
Yeah.
It looked like it was raining.
A reverse crop top.
What was she wearing?
I don't know.
I hope that's not part of the Macbeth collection.
Oh. Not the China stuff.
I love it.
But she got an A+ in theater, that's for sure.
Okay.
So she's doing it.
I'm sorry, I had a laugh.
Oh my gosh, she did, didn't she?
Yeah, for sure.
Her impression of Siggy, and she kept going on and on and on, and I was just like,
I know.
Siggy's blank face.
I didn't understand what they even asked of these women to do. It seemed like she just took no direction and just wanted
to role play. She's like, okay.
I was like, they kept saying the word role play. That was it. What was the point of that exercise? I just don't understand.
I felt like the point was this Vicky coordinating this?
Yes, it was. Because she said, you're going to be the first one.
Damn you, Vicky.
I know.
Officiating friendship divorces as well. So I'm thinking to myself that the whole point was to get them to maybe understand the other person better. But I don't know how impersonating somebody that you're not really getting along with is going to make a friendship better.
Yeah, you're supposed to see him through the other person's eyes. You're supposed to see yourself in the role play through the other person's eyes. But I don't think that's
how would that ever really work?
So yeah,
you
know, I know.
Unless if it was like your sister or brother, someone you're like really respect and close with, who you know isn't going to be, you know, out to get you. Like, that's like the worst thing you can do.
It was very entertaining.
This is not going to go well.
I can't wait to see the rest. I'm so excited about it. I want to see Danielle Bro play somebody.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Who do you think they're going to put her and Dolores together?
I love it.
Yeah.
Siggy, you know, you got to retool this whole retreat. I mean, the whole thing. It just didn't work at all. I mean, up until now, at the end, and making people having to role play one another. I mean, I don't believe it anyway. I honestly don't believe that this is something that she would do. Because this is what you do like, as like a mediator. You know, if she's having we're supposed to believe she has all these people that are going to come to these events, when would she ever do this on stage? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, this is strictly for the show. I'm tired of buying into stuff. Now we have to believe that a Margaret is going to go over to some factory in Milan to hurry things along.
Well, speaking of Milan, we did get quite a preview of what's to come for the rest of the season, and I'm excited about it because I'm ready to see Danielle explode. I'm ready to see a little bit of Milan. Anything you guys are looking forward to seeing?
That glass gets smashed 100 times against the wall, the table. I mean, they're smashing
Where's
all the glasses.
Where's Leanne Locken?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Melissa throw Melania fit in that little pit. The little retreat pit.
I hope she does it. That's not going to end well. And I'm also looking forward to seeing Kim D.
How are you? Oh, wait. That's Kim G. My bad.
Kim G. Kim G. All right, well, verify
speaking
us.
Of retreats, guys, we got a retreat. Yes. Show's over. Yeah. I'm DJ Richie Sky. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
And I'm Tracy Probst. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Tracy Probst.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva.
And I'm glad I got to share my final thoughts about New Jersey. As you know, as a couple of people know, I am taking a leave of absence from AfterBuzz for a job, so I had to kind of wrap this one out. So I appreciate you hearing my thoughts. Find me on my podcast, as always, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
And we thank you for making your Danielle appearance this week.
I know.
We love you.
I hope I pop in, maybe. I don't know.
Come back anytime. Who knows? And you guys continue to rate us 5 stars. Share us, tweet us, comment in YouTube, and we'll comment back. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.